We are still in gravity's field, though it's microgravity, so we get pulled toward the Earth. So we have thrusters on some of the visiting vehicles that we have on the back of the spacecraft, an ATV, which is a European vehicle, or a Russian Progress. All have thrusters, and every now and then we need to do a reboost to increase our orbit. Over. We have astronauts who are doctors, engineers, scientists, veterinarians, pilots, so any of those fields are great, but the background to that is a little bit of science and math, and make sure you study hard in school and find something that you like to do, and you'll become good at that. Probably dream about things that you're familiar with, so we're lucky to be up here so we can dream about floating around. Over. Some of us get haircuts up here, and if you're going to get your hair cut, you have to be careful because hair is going to get all over the place, and so you need to have the vacuum cleaner nearby so you can suck it all in. But, yeah, hair up here looks a little bit different than on Earth, of course. Over. Whiskey 2 Romeo Indio Tango, this is November Alpha 1 SS, how do you hear? I think I stepped on you, can you repeat your question? Over. Research on ourselves, for example, because we got to find out what happens to humans being in space for a long period of time. We're also doing basic science, chemistry. I was actually doing some combustion experiments this afternoon. We're also, of course, working with the robotic arm to get ready to capture a vehicle. We have experiments going on outside and even at night in microgravity while we're sleeping so we don't disturb them. So all sorts of experiments up here. Over. Absolutely. I just got up here and I didn't exercise for about 2 days, and as soon as I got on the treadmill, my muscles really hurt a lot. And speaking of the treadmill, you have to be held down by bungees, and so it's sort of squishing your back and making your legs pull you up, and that helps you to work out and increase your muscle mass. But yeah, it does hurt, and it's a little bit different than being on Earth, but you need to do it to maintain muscle and bone density. Over. Feel a little bit nauseous. This is my second time up here, so I didn't feel bad this time, but the first time I definitely felt nauseous, just as your body has to get used to floating around. You know, you don't really necessarily feel hungry at first because food is not sinking down like it does in your normal body on Earth, and so you just got to keep eating so you don't lose weight up here, because you could lose weight pretty easily. Over. On the ground in Mission Control in Houston and in Moscow in Japan in Europe that are all helping us to make sure that we know how the vehicle is working and to send us information. We have an IP phone so we can call home. We have a computer system so we can get information through telemetry and data up here as well. So there's lots of ways to communicate with people back at home and get information. Over. I'm not really sure about that. When we're not in vacuum while we're inside of the space station, so I think boiling water is relatively the same while we're in here. But if you were in vacuum, for sure, it would be different. Over. I hope so, but I don't know if that's really true or not. I think we're spending just as much time aging as you guys are, unfortunately, but I wish I'd come back looking a little younger like you guys. Over. and I'm watching these guys, my friends, eat here, and we have some food in cans, and we have some duct tape that we put backwards on the table so you can keep the can down so it doesn't float away. Most of our food also has Velcro on it, so we can Velcro it to the wall. When we're drinking something, we have to have a stopper so the fluid doesn't just keep coming out, because it will just keep coming out and form a pretty ball. Over. Ooh, I should have done a little bit of math, because we go around the Earth 16 times a day, so maybe you guys can add that up here or multiply that up yourselves, because I don't have the absolute answer right now. But a whole lot, I think. I jogged the other day for just a little while, and I went over 9,000 miles when I was jogging. Over. Answer the next questions that are going to come up of how to keep our planet healthy and safe, try to understand our planet from this perspective, try to force creativity by people trying to understand and engineer new techniques that work up in space. It's easy on the ground to do that, but the new ideas come from new places and new things, and that's what we're doing up here. Over.